Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Your nipples look like what my
just
nipples
give them
look
a
like.
Flick and harden
no,
them up.
When
They're
I
not
was
innies.
Nine, I had your nipples. That's a weird thing.
Why did
to
you
talk
have
about.
Dude nipples at nine?
I don't know. Ask my nipples.
Hey, nips.
Now I have bread plate tits, like nipples. Like I have areolas.
Throw them on the table.
Can you imagine right now? I just like whipped it out.
Welcome. The Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome back to The Haunted Estate here with your host, Selena Myers and...
Adam Myers.
Adam, big old daddy spooky boo. That was gross. Big spooky
Please
boo.
Don't. You know I don't like the use of the word daddy.
Yeah, so there's this thing, okay, because... I feel like calling someone daddy and someone mommy is like totally different. And I feel like for the, when did that
well,
become a thing?
Well, you use it as the sexual reference.
But in funny ways. I don't ever mean it in a sexual way. I'll be like,
yeah.
You want to start water for me, big daddy? And like Adam immediately just quivers up inside and is like, oh. And then he started
so to
doing
get
back
at her. Mm-hmm. I go, well, what's up there, big mama? What would you like?
Just doesn't hit the same.
She gets so choked. She's like, that's not how it works. They don't do that.
That's not a thing. But like, you know, it's like, what's up, daddy? I'm grossing myself out right now.
See?
What's your butthole doing when I say that? What's up, daddy?
Quivering. It's sucking back inside of me. Same with my balls and my dick.
All up inside your body. It's just
disappeared.
Did you turn into Big Mama?
Apparently.
Well, guys, Adam's been on the podcast maybe once before, but that was kind of middle of... head injury time. It was an okay podcast. It was cool to have him on, but you know,
there's a lot going on there.
We're still definitely in the woods with this whole concussion thing, but I feel like
in the woods. I've never heard that. Usually it's out of the woods,
but we're in the woods.
I've never heard it about in the woods. The woods are spooky.
These woods are fucking haunted.
Oh buddy.
Oh my god, people don't talk about that side. You know, head injury in general, people don't realize, like, you knock your head all the time, right? People don't realize how fucked it can be.
Oh, yeah. I knocked my head a bunch of times, and I felt like Superman all my life. And
then it just took one pull.
One bad one, and it was like, what the fuck is happening to me?
And this bitch, this happened in the garden, and this bitch is still talking about planting gardens.
Hey, just less.
Just less.
And less intensive.
Just strawberries.
I could have done it doing anything. It was just literally a dumb move.
It was
wasn't
just
even gardening. It was like, I was like pulling a post off of another post, and it was up high. And I pulled it, and then like the piece of wood came sideways, and I pulled it into my forehead. But then I was like, aha, yeah, right. That's nothing. That didn't hurt me. So I like worked all weekend in the heat, got dehydrated. It was just really bad news.
It was just like all the worst things you could have done at once. Like after head injury, chill out, go lay the fuck down. What did you do?
Yeah.
You went hard.
I went hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you're like not a kid anymore, not young, like. Like, if you're, like, over 20, take that shit seriously.
You got one brain, guys. One brain. If you hit your head, it doesn't matter how light it is. Like, just chill. It's not worth, what are we, 4 years in?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been rough. I was, like, doing really good at one point, but then a few things happened and it went backwards again. That's the thing. Once it happens, once you get to that point where it's, like, bad or you have a bad one, then it's, like, way easier to aggravate it or get another bad one going forward. So, like, you have to, like... treat yourself like a freaking piece of glass the rest of your life when it comes to your head. Like, you don't want to get hit too hard. It's just, it's not good.
Everything that we do, we look at it as like, how are you going to hurt yourself here? How can we keep you from hurting yourself? Because we need to make it through the rest of our lives. Because you're my best friend, and I've been having a lot of death anxiety at night.
Jesus, don't do that.
No, it's
you're
so bad.
You're supposed to sleep at night.
That would be cool. What time did I go to bed last night?
5:30.
What was I doing at 4:30 in the morning last night?
Your brain was running a mile a minute with a million things you're worried about.
Literally, you sent me into bed.
VidCon's coming up, though. That's the whole
cause. Yeah, I'm really stressed about VidCon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I've just been kind of like, I do this weird thing where I'm not who I am in the middle of the night as to who I am during the day. I go to like this really weird kind of dark place and I tend to spiral. I start thinking about everybody dying and my dog's dying and if Adam died and it's weird and I can't switch it off. And my brain literally feels like a machine gun.
Typical ADHD anxiety stuff.
Yeah. And you know what's weird?
I'm sure people are relating right now.
Yeah. I go through phases too. So I'm fine for like a year at a time. And then I'll have like a couple weeks. I'm going to be honest. I'm on my period. Yeah. So that adds into it. But guys, I'm really excited to do a podcast with Adam. A huge part of that, you're probably curious, Joel was supposed to be back. Joel just got married. He's been on his honeymoon. He also just got his house. I know you guys were kind of following along on that journey.
He's been like building his life, getting his life started with his wife. And
I just don't know. It's been different. Yeah, it's been different. And the one thing that we've always been with you guys is very candid and very open. You know, Joel's been on the podcast for about the last like 5-6 months. It's definitely been amazing. It's been an experience. Did we know that this podcast was going to be forever? No, we didn't. I don't know where the podcast stands with Joel in the future. He definitely is out creating his own life now, which was super important. You know, about a year ago now, Joel started here. And, you know, our whole plan was 1 year together. That was the start. We really wanted to, you know, get him away from what he was doing, get him moved on to the kind of things that he loved. But a lot has definitely changed in the past bit.
Yeah, and this has never been it for Joel either. Like, no. Joel likes doing this, but it's not his thing.
He's not into social media.
He's not into social media. He's into, like, he wants to just... one of those dudes that would be super happy being a plumber working 9-to-5 type thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we were transitioning him to. We just weren't sure how long it would be. Like, would he be here for a year or two or whatever? But, like, he's starting his life now, moved in with his wife. So, I mean, it'll probably come sooner than later. We don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Like, it's not like the last episode with Joel has happened. He'll definitely be back for another episode. But a lot has changed in all of our lives. Nothing, no big bad has happened. You know, we're trying to make sure that everything, you know, how's the way to say this without trying to be like, oh my God, we had a falling out, but like we didn't have a falling out.
No, he's got a wife now. Things are different. She people comes change. First, right? And other people come second after that. And
that's fine. And that's how it is. Have I been spiraling like a little bit? Yeah. But I'm really open about, you know, everything that's going on in my life and mental health like that. I'm just the kind of person where I give a lot, you know, and I get my feelings hurt a lot, but Joel's fine. Everything's going well. He's going to be back. He's actually on an airplane as we speak right now, which is really cool. And him and I and Adam are all heading to VidCon. By the time actually you guys hear this, it will be VidCon. I hope I get to meet some of you guys. I know I'm doing a Q&A with Chris. We're hosting the Night of Awesome. And I'm actually doing with the Washington Post, Taylor something. We're doing a little hour thing talking about stretching yourself
Taylor
too thin.
Lorenz, I believe.
Lorenz talking.
Don't hold me to that last name.
Yeah, I know. That's it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Stretching yourself too thin when it comes to, you know, being a social media creator. But for the future of the podcast, you know, my kind of plan, I want to head to LA, do an LA trip, and just get as many awesome people on as I can.
Yeah, we want to bring you guys super cool guests.
I want to amp it up.
Things like Sam and Colby are coming on at some point for sure.
Yes.
You're going to hear that.
You're going to hear that.
And then, you know, there's other crazy people in the industry we'd love to talk to and get you guys some crazy stories.
Like some people who I know will come on that I'm really excited about. Ghost Honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That just didn't line up well, but I want to plan a trip where I just go to LA for the podcast. I record like 10 episodes and then I have really, really, really sick stuff for you guys to see.
I'm adjusting.
Adam's adjusting. Let him adjust. This bed is terrible for like
I'm buying us two chairs.
Yeah, we're gonna be switching the setup because Adam is very uncomfortable. But yeah, I want a lot of really cool guests to come on. I want to amp it up. You know, with Joel, it's been really fun. We do just kind of like do facts where I want to have like those really deep conversations. Like I said, the whole goal of the Haunted Estate wasn't just haunted stuff. Like, I want to talk about fucked up stuff. I want to talk about hard stuff. I want to talk about weird stuff. Like, this is where we get real. And I've been reading the literal comments on YouTube, and that's what I've heard the most. That makes me so happy. People are like, you're the realist out here, you're like saying how it is, and that's what it is. Because hey, we all have highs and lows, but we're here together. And not only that, Adam's getting a bit better, and
I'm back, bitches.
He's back, bitches. That's another conversation. Oh my god, we were watching Jenna and Julian videos, because how much do I love Jenna Marbles?
Oh yeah, you've been obsessed like before even all this happened.
Back when I was a kid.
10 years ago, you were watching Jenna and just loving it.
And that's a weird thing. Like, we're watching those and we're watching Jenna and Julian. We're just like, this is us. Like, they can never be replaced. But, like, if we can bring another fun couple to the internet, like, maybe it's time, especially with this huge move that we have coming up into the country. Like, it's going to be hilarious. And I just want to take you guys along if you're interested. But I'm just excited for Adam. I'm sorry. I'm just reading that first thing we're supposed to talk about. Okay, so we need to have a conversation about my ass.
And slightly mine, not as extreme.
Yeah, so...
Anybody here watch King of the Hill?
Yeah, does anybody here watch King of the Hill? Hands up.
Drop a comment if you do watch or have watched
King of the Hill. You don't even have to watch King of the Hill to know about Hank. I just want a picture of a god dang hot dog.
Yeah. If you know Hank Hill.
Yeah.
Hit up Google right now.
Right now. Pause.
And just throw in the search bar, Hank Hill ass.
Hank Hill ass. Okay. We're going to wait. Go do that right now.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
You want to further this with yours to start?
I want you. Okay,
so you're the one that brought this up one day.
And you laughed like, so hard.
Adam, I have a Hank Hill ass. And like, I kind of thought I knew what she meant, but I had to like Google that shit.
And I have a Hank Hill ass.
And then literally there was memes of it. And there's one episode where like they show it right off and it was like memed all over the place. And yeah, you've got a slight Hank Hill bum.
It's not a slight Hank Hill ass. I have like the definition of a Hank Hill ass.
On the Hank rating scale of 1 to 10, what's your Hank Hill ass?
10.
Oh, I wouldn't. I don't know.
No.
Is it a 10?
Let me re-Google this for you right now. Hold on. Let me type this in. Okay. Hold on.
I'd give it an 8.
No. Wait. Hank Hill ass. So you're going to tell me that that's not exactly what my ass looks like?
See, the thing is, when you give...
I just said a has. Like, Hank ass.
Like, Hank ass. The thing is, when you give something a 10,
yeah,
you don't leave any room for anything else.
Okay, 9.
Like, somewhere in the world, there's got to be a better Hank Hill ass than yours.
I think so. It's you have like to leave, yours.
You can't even ever give 10. You'd even have to give it a 9.9 if there was a better one.
Here's the thing.
Let's go. We took pictures of our asses. 9.2 for you.
We took pictures of our Hank Hill asses. Let's like, okay, yours looks more like a Hank Hill ass right
okay,
there.
Okay, just don't turn that around to the camera there too much.
See, yours looks that...
Mine's not that bad.
Adam's lost 30 pounds.
It's because I'm fatter up top, so it looks worse.
Yeah, but like, look, that's literally what you have.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Like you
I
have...
I think mine's reversible, though.
You even have the dimples up top.
I think... Okay.
Look.
Okay, let's not get into too much detail.
Look, you literally...
All right. I've got a solid 7. I was going to say I've got a 3, but maybe
no,
I'm up to a...
Oh, my God.
I'm up to a 7.
You're such a Hank Hill
I'm
ass.
Up to a 7.
Okay. Well, guys...
7 and 9.2 on the Hank Hill scale.
And then...
Hank ass rating.
We have a scale now. Because if I wear Lululemons, it's okay. But if I wear, like, joggers... It really emphasizes the Hank.
It just depends on what the pants are.
Well, I have these Lulu joggers.
If you have really thin material that like sits and like reveals.
Yeah. So now when I see Adam, I run into the room with whatever I'm wearing. I turn around and I go, what's the Hank scale? Like, and there's no humor. We're just Hank scale 7. All right. Fuck these. Where's the fire?
So you wanted like, if I give her like a 2 or a 0, like she's looking good that day in those and it's not exaggerating.
Yeah.
it as much.
It's because I'm built like Humpty Dumpty. You know what I mean?
What is that? Is that ectomorphs? There's like three types of body types. We're both the same.
We're big in the middle with like smaller legs and arms?
Yeah.
Bro, I have a really round body. And like, look at my wrists. Like, they're so thin. Like, I have beautiful wrists and ankles. Like, I've seen skinny bitches.
Your calves are so hot.
I do have nice legs. Like, from the knee down, like... That's a good picture.
You're beautiful overall. I mean, yeah. We're just having a lot of fun here.
Hey, guys, we've been together for 14 years. We know what each other look like.
These are the kind of conversations you end up having because life, it can get boring once you've been together this long.
Wait, the fuck on? You get boring with
me? No, it can. I'm saying we keep it fucking spicy.
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 I think at the end, we're literally best friends.
Oh, 100%.
And that's why we can talk the way that we talk. And I can be like, your ass is... not busting today. That Badoosie be bonkers.
I try and keep it light. I still...
Hello.
You know, it's all about positive reinforcement.
Welcome to the Bee's Knees. Hang out with me and Baloney Man.
Yeah, you told me I had baloney nipples the one day.
You have beautiful... His nipples are wild.
They're fucking normal nipples.
They're no,
normal
they're not. Nipples. They're weird. One's pink. One's purple.
Okay, so they're slightly off colored.
And they're innies.
They're not innies.
Your nipples look like what my
just
nipples
give them
look
a
like.
Flick and harden
no,
them up.
When
they're
I
not
was
innies.
Nine, I had your nipples. That's a weird.
Why
thing
did
to
you
talk
have
about.
Dude nipples at nine?
I don't know. Ask my nipples.
Hey, nips.
Now I have bread plate tits, like nipples. Like I have areolas.
Throw them on the table.
Can you imagine right now? I just like whipped it out.
We got a YouTube video version for this podcast if you didn't know. So
OnlyFans. No.
Keep those things tethered, please.
We talked about starting OnlyFans.
What was it? It wasn't for sexual purposes.
No,
we
it was
gonna
just
do,
we
like,
were going to do 24-hour cameras in our house.
Like funny shit where sometimes there might be a nip slip so you'd need to do it on OnlyFans
or like
so
a naked bolt. Because like we do the weirdest shit. Like there's like 9 times a day where we turn and we look at each other and we're like, oh, I wish somebody filmed that.
Right?
Like, how do we... I wonder if it's because, like, we never had kids. So we just never grew up. So we're literally children.
Yeah, you more so than me, but I think it's growing on me. I mean, it's fun.
I just wonder if, like, I did stop aging at a certain
it's
point.
Like, your dad was always like that. Eh? He's like, you know, you got to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
You got to go to school. If you don't go to school and act mature... Like, what the fuck fun is that shit?
That's no fun.
Don't lose your inner child.
No.
Never lose your inner child.
Feed your inner child. You
feed
know
that shit.
I want you to know what I'm looking at right now, okay? There is a smiley face ukulele. There's a sheet ghost. There's antlers. There's two puppets in the closet. There's a bonsai tree. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's quite the room.
But it's iconic.
Yeah, the duck's in the closet.
Yeah. What duck?
OG podcast listeners know the duck.
What duck?
Oh, sorry. I forgot.
There's no duck.
There's no duck.
I don't know what duck.
Where's
you're
Meow? Meow's buried.
Meow is here, isn't he? Meow.
So, Meow. Oh. Listener named our bunny rabbit Meow.
I love taxidermy.
It's not a cat. It's a bunny.
I thought it was taxidermy when I first saw it.
Oh, you. Selena's obsessed with taxidermy.
So, I got locked out of my Kijiji account.
For good reasons.
So I've been using Adams.
Yeah. So the emails come through to me. Like if she, I have notifications on for email. So if she's sending messages with the Kijiji app, I don't think Americans have.
It's
Kijiji,
like Craigslist.
Do they? It's Craigslist.
Yeah.
It's Craigslist. And so the emails come to me like of all the conversations she's having. I don't have to be in the app or on the website. So this morning, this isn't even taxidermy related. This morning, the most random one came through. I get an email. I check it. It's Kijiji, user, whoever. And the title of the ad is like, hand collection. I'm like, what? What is going on here? So they're having a conversation. And Selena just starts it with, I want all your hands. How many hands do you have? And then the lady...
I can literally
oh,
read it.
Oh, you got it there? Okay.
Here's what it says. Hey. Okay, I click on the ad, okay? Let me just read you the ad. Hands. Unique collection for the person who loves hands. Hands. Hundreds of hands. Pickup only. This listing's from our estate sale. arrange a time to come by.
Shipping a bunch of hands.
Yeah, arrange a time to come by and see the hands. We'd love to ideally sell them as a whole collection. Make an offer. So I was like,
okay,
this is fucking sick. I want all these hands. So I said, hey, what would you like for all the hands? And then
all the hands.
But here's the thing. It's a simple question. In the ad, they're like, we'd like to sell as a whole collection. I asked them, how much you want for all the hands? So then I get a message back. It depends on which ones you're after. There's a bunch that are ad hands, hands used for advertising, which are collectible. There's wooden hands, and then just random hands. And then I just typed back, all the hands.
All the hands. Well, I get what she's doing there, though. She's setting you up for, like, a price that she doesn't want to astonish you, but it might if she doesn't tell you there's collectible
all the hands. Now, here's my question. How do you feel about me buying hundreds of hands?
Can we wait till we move?
See, you say wait till we move, but then the hands will be gone. I guess the hands won't
be there. I get you there.
The hands will be gone. Here's some other things that probably interest nobody.
Oh, you'd be surprised. This is the haunted estate.
Yeah, it is. We're a bunch of weirdos. We've got
many relatable folk out there.
Okay, so I like taxidermy. I collect vintage taxidermy, ethically sourced taxidermy. I missed out road on...
Roadkill taxidermy?
It's usually roadkill, to be honest with you guys.
Selena is not the hunter.
No, type. No. I.
She loves animals. We both love all animals.
Oh my God, the first time Adam got a deer, I cried. He likes to eat meat. I do too, but, you know, I don't like the dying of things. I don't like to think that they were... Oh God, Adam. That's why we can't get chickens. He's like, well, after they lay eggs, we have to eat them. And I'm like, you're not going to eat Bernadette, bitch.
Absolutely not. I was joking. You can keep your chickens after they stop laying if you'd like them to go into old age. That is completely fine.
They can live their best chicken lives.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was somebody was selling on Kijiji this beautiful fox. And I missed out on it. And then I found someone else who, like, there was a fox farm somewhere. I don't know how. But they, every once in a while, a fox dies. And somebody will taxidermy it. So, like, Adam is just, like, reading through. And it's a woman being like, yes, there's a black coyote I could stuff. And I'm like, I would love that black coyote.
You asked if she had anything available.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, not at the moment, but I can find something.
And then in my brain, I'm like, is this bitch going to go and kill the fox?
She's like digging deep. She wants to make a sale. She's like, oh, I'll get you something. Oh, I may God, not wait. Have anything right now.
Does that mean she's sitting out in her something. Backyard with a gun?
No, no. It's nah, probably she, like hunters probably go to her and they sell her.
Yeah,
like,
that's where she and, said. She's like, there's I'm in a bunch of these oddity groups where people are like, this morning I was driving down I-44.
Groups. Speaking of groups.
Oh my God, yeah. My
Selena
groups.
Has a graveyard group.
Oh no, let's talk about all the really sick groups that I'm in. I love Facebook. Yeah. I'm old. Here's my favorite groups, okay?
Okay, you're not that old. No. But you are of Facebook generation. Please
that,
don't
that's
age
any
us.
Millennial.
Don't age us, please.
I'm a young millennial. He's an old millennial. There's a big gap between us. Anyways, I would like to tell you about my favorite groups on Facebook. My first favorite is Exhumed Bodies.
What's exhumed? That word is
so that's,
new to me.
That's when they dig people up that were buried.
Okay.
And then we share pictures of the dead people. Okay, that's like...
So like how do people aren't going up and digging them up, taking a picture and burying them again?
No, they? So like they will move bodies to a different place and they'll just crack them open and take a look before they move them to different cemeteries. Or it's celebrities, or it's like, it's more of like a science group to like see the levels of like... decomp
decay, yeah.
And how well embalming stayed up and stuff like that. And then we also just talk about really crazy accidents and stuff like that. Anyways, I don't like gory stuff, but I find it really interesting when people are exhumed. Now, the next thing that's one of my favorites.
Before we continue with groups, also don't forget about your website, The Vehicles.
I was on there. Oh my God, I have to show you these pictures. I was on there last night. I literally saved this.
There's like a website and it has like all the impounded cars.
And I only, and you can choose the cars by damage, and I choose
like
biohazard.
Yeah, biohazard. That's it. Okay.
Look at this window.
Ooh.
But this is all one. You can see it down here.
We're going to get like a TV screen and we're going to show you guys this stuff.
We need to eventually.
Eventually.
Look at all the grossness.
Oh,
and look,
man. So like, it's like a car that's been in like either a car accident
no,
or
no,
something.
No. They shot themselves.
Oh,
and with a shotgun because
one.
The brain matter is all over the whole car. Okay,
so
that's
you
really
can
gross.
Buy these cars cheap and clean them.
You could get somebody blew their head off with a shotgun. Rest in peace, Torvald.
I don't
please don't kill yourself.
Buying these cars.
No.
This is entertainment purposes only for Selena.
I
don't
just,
even want to call it entertainment. Like interest.
It's not entertainment. I find it interesting. Here's a couple things. There are certain vehicles that I will click on, and I know those are the ones where someone got shot in them. It's always new cars, and it's always either Fords, Dodges, or Jeep Wranglers.
Okay.
Is or Escalades.
Like a certain personality type that we have to
I
look
don't
out
know.
For in the mental health
it's
industry?
It's just like...
done by vehicle?
Dodge and Fords, trucks, and Jeeps are always the ones that have like the like horrible, horrible gun things in. But there's never holes in the window, so it's like they're like, you know... themselves.
Is this website Toronto or is this in America?
No, it's the whole world. You download the app, it's Coparts.
Oh, it's the whole world. Okay.
It's just Coparts. And it's a vehicle auction. You don't even need a license anymore to buy cars. I just go under biohazard and I look at the car accident cars and it's for me, it's like, oh my God, do you see how bad that car is? Pay attention while you're driving. Make sure you don't cause an accident like that. Look, that person definitely didn't live. How did they get in this car accident? Do you know what I mean? It's weird. I don't know why
I do it.
Well,
your whole premise for this show was... do you like to stop and look when you see a car accident?
Oh, yeah.
Does it interest
you? So I guess this isn't weird to talk about at all.
No, this is the haunted, right down the haunted estate alley.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I saved it literally just to show you. I don't say them for myself, but like sometimes it blows my mind how much fluid can come out of a person.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the one. So I like that app. I like the Exhumed Bodies app. What the fuck is wrong with me? Is that weird?
Well, I mean... everybody already knows how weird you are.
Okay. Well, here's my other favorite groups. My next one, which I was actually out working on yesterday, is one called... I need to actually pull it up. I can't remember the names. I want to get it right. Nobody knows I'm in these groups. I do not post. Because...
so should you be calling them by their exact name? Why don't you just explain what
no,
it is?
No, because I'm sure that... like, this one has 31,000 group members.
Well, it could get an influx of people and...
well, that's good.
Yeah.
This one is called Cemetery Photo Enamel Portraits and Artwork. So this is really cool. People take pictures of like
if
old
you're
tombstones.
Go into these groups, guys.
Don't say you know me.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure, if you want that too. But just, yeah, be respectful and treat it for what it is too. Don't just dive.
Yeah, because we're like really, really fun. But everyone that listens to my podcast is awesome.
They are, actually, yeah.
But yeah, we'll take a picture of a tombstone that has like somebody's picture on it. And then a lot of people are really into genealogy, and they'll find out like who they were and how they died and where they were from. And like, I'm obsessed with history. The one, number one thing that I collect is instant ancestors.
Pictures of dead people.
Pictures of people that are dead. Yeah, they're all from sometimes, like, the 1800s and stuff.
They're like, explain how that works.
So like, sometimes at the end of a family line, or they just don't care, they don't want to like keep their family members, so they just get rid of all like the old photos from their family tree because they just like don't care.
No, but the death photos, like when they stage.
Oh, postmortem photography.
Yeah, how's that work?
Well, pictures weren't really popular back then, and death was. It happened. Well, it still is popular now, but I'm saying a lot of people died young. But a lot of people, they got no photos at all. So the last photo that they have is like them in their coffin, and they'd use that as like a postcard or some kind of memento. Like, people used to go to cemeteries on Sundays and have brunch with the dead. It was just, it happened all the time. You know, people died in childbirth constantly. Children were dying all the time. So it was just something that was popular. So death photography was a huge thing. That's totally taboo now, and I hate it. So I'm also in those groups. They also
did crazy things like put like a child on a stand.
Well,
and like, it would be like, try and make them look as if they were alive for like a final family picture.
Yeah, that did happen. There's so much behind there where people think they literally like attach them to standing up. Like, usually there's some really cool photos where you can see like the mother's holding them in the back, but for the most part, it would look like a family photo. And then one of the children would just be like kind of like leaned over at their father's feet.
Or their eyes would look different a little bit.
Yeah, there's like, no reflection. And I do own quite a number. Yeah. Yeah, but I love instant ancestors. I pick them up anytime that I can. I think that's why I'm really interested in that cemetery group. I'm also in groups that are just like for postmortem photography, which I think is just so freaking unique.
Yeah.
And I love it, but I'm in a lot of groups like that. Another group that's my favorite is the Unidentified Project. So I have a great uncle, and he's a cousin. We just don't know what happened, and I'm always Roy. Yeah. And I'm just always on these pages just waiting to see if Roy will come up. Like, we knew last time we saw him, like, he did have HIV and he was sick, and that was like shit 15 years ago. So like, wow, I know he's long. Yeah, crazy. But people come up, like old cases come up like that, and we've looked into it. We tried to pull like death like records and stuff. I'm sure if I dug deep enough, I could find out what happened to him. I know he's gone, but it was just weird to him to just kind of like disappear, you know what I mean, and not really have like a part of him anymore. But I'm just so interested at these people that like all these Jane Does, and nobody knows who they like, where they are, or who they are. And it's like, you were born, you have mommy, daddy, brother, sister. Like, how bad can it get that nobody's looking for you?
Yeah, it's crazy, those types of stories. It's like that book they used to always make us read in school called Go Ask Alice. Stuff like that, it's crazy. Like, someone will take a rough turn, they'll just disappear from your life. You never know what happened to them.
I don't think that they even read Go Ask Alice anymore. I think it's considered like too dark.
Maybe. It was crazy.
Bro.
If you haven't read Go Ask Alice, check it out. I'm sure a lot of you have. I think it was even in American schools.
They didn't have it when I was in school. My mom told me about it.
Oh, okay.
Stop
aging me.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.
That's why we call him Daddy. Yeah, check it
out. Go Ask Alice. And there's another one too that's really crazy. A Million Little Pieces.
Yeah, you like that. You know, I found out that whole thing was made up.
Oh, yeah?
He made that whole thing up.
No doubt.
Everyone was so pissed because he went on Oprah and everything.
Okay. Because it was released as nonfiction, right?
Yeah, he said it was like a true story, but it ended up like not being a lot of it, which sucks. Well, I've read a lot of really disturbing books. It,
but it's still pretty cool to read.
I love books, guys. My favorite author in the whole world is Darcy Coates.
Yeah, you just got a few of her new books yesterday at Chapters.
They're not even new. Like, she just writes so much.
Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, this is interesting. What else group am I in? Just a lot of those ones.
I don't know.
This is horribly uncomfortable. You're completely right.
Oh, this bed's terrible. We're going to get a couple. Let's see in the YouTube comments what you'd like the new set to look like when we move.
You want a couch and chairs?
I was thinking two really cool spooky chairs with like high backs and like velvet and fancy, and then like some nice a nice table, and we can have a lot of cool stuff in the background.
He wants a Ghostbusters.
Well, you have. I'm getting a Ghostbusters trap for the table.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
But you have all that cool stuff. So Selena has like. Sorry, my phone keeps dinging.
I don't even hear it.
Selena has these cabinets that were upstairs. We put them away because we're moving. And they have so much cool, creepy stuff in them. And a lot of the cool stuff she has is like these old medical books. They're like spooky looking books that are from like the 30s, 20s, even the 1800s.
We can make like a curiosities room.
Yeah, we should make some like cool curiosities.
Like room. Shelves with like really creepy stuff on it. Graveyard Girl did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys have any other ideas for the new Haunted Estate set when we move.
Because we're let building. Let us know
in the YouTube comments. If you're on audio too, this podcast is super cool. On YouTube, we interact and you can talk with other people in the comments and see what's up with us.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I haven't seen a literal ghost. I haven't seen, like, what I have seen is weird things happen.
Yeah.
So the one time here... There was stuff moving on the counter. It happened over a couple of days. The one day it happened, we caught it on video, actually.
We have that video somewhere.
And there was no water on the counter. Mm-hmm. This cup or plate.
It was a plate. It was a butter plate with a knife.
Yeah. This plate wasn't... Like we didn't set this shit up.
It was just a bread plate.
It was this creepiest, realest ghost shit I've ever seen. Because weird things were happening at the time too. And our life was in a weird place. And we were like rearranging the house. It was a little messy. And we've noticed over the years that every time you're kind of in a transition or something's very different or you disrupt a lot of your household, if there is things in your area, that's when they kind of can become active.
Mm-hmm.
And this plate was like kept shifting on the counter weirdly.
It was like spinning and moving towards the edge. And then I'd
like run to the room. I'm like, Selena, it's happening again. It happened twice, I think, with like a day or two in between in like a week span or whatever.
And it's weird because of that counter. That also happened with the blender there.
Oh, yeah?
And there was no water. So it was a blender that spun and it was also the bread plate with the knife. And yeah. Then like, it was weird. And then also same movement in my office.
We need to find that video.
It's on my Facebook.
Okay.
But there was that. There was also the thing full of bracelets in my office where yep. I'm sleeping now, which by the way, this room,
I didn't see that.
I've told Adam so many times, I think that room is the active room because Jackson back in the day would always bark at the closet behind the closet all the time. I've been having trouble trying to sleep in there. I get so confused. I've been going in these like, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that room has something to do with everything. Yeah,
maybe you should like switch rooms or something or come in the other room again.
I don't know. It was weird.
Just, right now, like, we have small beds, and with my concussion, I need a lot of room to sleep weird. And
because, as we all know, I am a talker and a thrower and a puncher.
Yeah.
So it was. It's been so sad because
once we get a king size bed, we can like start sleeping together again.
Yeah, we should just order one and throw it on the floor.
This house, like, yeah, we can do that.
This house isn't set up well.
It's the rooms. It's an older house, and the rooms are sort of small. A king size bed would kind of make it. It would be fine. It would be totally fine, but it would kind of make it cramped.
Honestly, like. I'm to the point where we're so close to moving that I just want to take everything, pack it away, have a mattress on the floor and like four outfits.
Yeah, well, we can use a bed frame, dude. I don't have to put a mattress on the floor.
I want
to
be like...
Like we're 20 again, moving into our first house.
That's what we did.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, this is so our first house, moving into this house.
I'm so excited for the next house, guys, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. Like, I know I've talked about it a little bit. It is in the middle of nowhere. Which is great. Nobody, like, there's no neighbors, there's no nothing. We have
not right close anyways, like, no. They're around,
but, well, you can't see them.
Yeah,
so it's a bit of a drive, but we have like 50 acres. We have a house, we have a barn, we have like cottage, we have ponds, we have acres of trails.
It's a,
like,
dream for sure.
It's a dream, and we have you guys to thank for that, because
absolutely thank you for coming along on our journey. And
yeah, we never thought we'd get here. Grateful. Because there was a time where we almost lost this.
And we want to make sure we keep using all this stuff to keep bringing you guys amazing content and bringing you along on a ride and making you laugh and smile and telling you amazing stories, because...
That was like, yeah, like that's the reason,
guys,
we got this place.
This is not...
Yeah, not
possible.
Not possible. No.
And we just love making people smile and laugh. And
now with Adam getting like a little bit better day by day, like... there's just so much room to be so fucking hilarious up there and just do crazy shit. There's like a horse walking machine. You bet your ass I'm gonna do some weird shit.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hang some sheet ghosts on it.
Yeah.
So it just turns in a circle. And there was like lines on it, and it'll like walk horses in a circle. Some people here probably know exactly what I'm talking about. Hello to all the animal lovers out there that have rode horses and whatnot. But we're gonna chat some sheet ghosts to that thing.
Yeah, we're not getting horses. Horses scare me a little bit.
Yeah, I just don't have any real purpose for them, and not enough time to show them kind of the love and time they need. So
yeah, well, horses scare me.
Something I've never really been into is we went horse riding on our honeymoon once. Funniest shit of life. So there's the guy knew it too. He gave Selena this horse. There's this one horse out
Curious
of the four.
George.
Curious George was his name. There's this one horse out of the four. That so we were all like, it was in Florida. We got through the like these trails in the forest and stuff. It was really cool on horseback. And Curious George would always like veer off the path and like get turned around
and rub itself against trees.
Rub itself against trees and do like silly things. And Selena was in control of this horse. And it's like her first, maybe second time.
No,
first time on a horse. So she's not like educated in controlling a horse either.
And it kept running away with me on it.
Like, yeah, leaving kind of like all the other horses.
And we're in Gatorville.
Super, super easy. You just like simple controls and they would all follow the main guy that was leading us, the tour guide. Her horse, and the guy knew it. It was hilarious. He set you up for sure.
Oh my god.
He set you right up, dude.
He did. And he's like, watch out for the snakes and gators. I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm about to get bucked off this horse.
Oh, so good. Oh. So good. Curious George. What else did we do at that place that day?
It was the adventure park.
We went ziplining.
They hooked up my ziplining harness wrong. It's supposed to like have your legs apart. It was hooked in my lady lips and just tore my whole box open.
Oh, no, you didn't tell me that. Well, maybe you did. I don't remember.
I got
that.
To the other side. The lady, I'm like, hello! Can you help me move this from my...
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's cool. A picture and you can literally see my face. I'm like,
ziplining's cool, but I wouldn't like recommend it. Unless it's really cool scenery or like over a gorge in like the Caribbean or in like Costa Rica or
something.
This
was dry ass Florida.
But yeah, don't go ziplining through the trees. It loses its
like you do the one
really
and then
quick.
You're like,
yeah.
This wasn't worth the 500 stairs to get to the top.
No.
Anyways, talking about fun areas, we did drive by our house. Last night, we've been driving by there a lot because the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. We're seeing crazy amounts of deer.
We saw a woodcock. And its family.
It was a little bird. We didn't know what it was. It had this long beak and it like pointed down. It was in the middle of the road and it had two babies.
It looked not real.
It was like we had to stop because it was like trying to get its babies across the road or something. I don't know why they weren't.
Dude, he was just chilling in the road.
They must not fly a lot, or maybe it was motherly instinct to not fly because the babies couldn't. I don't know, but it was really cool looking. Look up a woodcock. They're like beak points down.
I was so excited to find.
We're gonna get
it was called a woodcock.
Bird book.
Oh my god, we're gonna be such old people.
Yeah, right.
Just looking at our little birds.
We're gonna get like take pictures of all the birds we see out there, and
we've
like,
seen rakins.
Mark them off in a book.
We've seen deerts. How many deer? We saw five deer last night.
Five deer last night. Yeah.
We go out every night at dusk. It's like literally playing with fire, but it's so
yeah.
Fun.
We drive really slow. Be careful in the country at night.
But the
Sorry,
owners
I sound like a dad, but just slow down. Deer
the owners
crazy.
Told us about the ladies, and it's a pack of turkeys
wild
that
turkeys.
Are stupid.
She says that, but like wild turkeys are pretty dumb to begin with.
Okay,
I don't think these ones are special.
She said they just like they different. Hang out as a group and they just gobble and they fall all over each other and run into trees and stuff.
Okay, maybe these ones are a little more different.
little more different, but it actually took us to a funny conversation last night because we're like driving around and I love fireflies. I think fireflies are the craziest, most interesting things in the entire world.
No. Fireflies made you realize you were the most interesting thing in the entire world.
Yeah, that's a fun story. So my ex-boyfriend, also Adam, lived out in the country. And
you've always had a thing for Adams?
Yeah, well, I get the psychic... told me and
oh,
then
right when you were
two
young.
So there was one psychic when my mom was young who said an A name, so I tried Adams, and then an actual psychic who said Adam, and then like then it just happened and I found you.
Yeah,
my big
we
old
found
daddy.
Each other. Okay there, big mama.
Anyways,
you're getting that every time until you stop that.
I was like 16 years old and we went to this party across the street and they had fields where Adam had like dirt bike tracks. I just went so backcountry there.
Derp bike tracks?
Pretty much. He was derp. Anyways, so they had fields and they had all these fireflies. And this is when I knew I was different. Everybody was partying, smoking weed, drinking, having fun. And I went to the owner and she's like, hey, darling, you want a mason jar and go catch some fireflies? And I was like, yep. And while everybody...
Give me that jar.
Well, everybody... like, and I'm afraid of bugs. I don't know. I just was not this night. Well, everybody was out getting drunk and being sassy. Who was riding at 50 miles an hour through the corn catching fireflies? Me.
This girl.
Because that's who I am. I'm a firefly bitch. Yeah, I wish somebody would draw a picture of me chasing fireflies.
It's going to happen now. You put it out there and you shall receive.
I didn't realize that Meow had bendable feet. And now look how hilarious this
looks.
Oh,
that's epic.
A-ding, a-ding, a-ding.
Look at those toes.
I have dancing
toes. Head
over
to YouTube to see Meow's feet.
Oh, yeah. Talking about YouTube, right after this, Adam and I are going, and we are recording a reaction video to the Sam and Colby video that I did at the Crescent Hotel, which was absolutely crazy. I can't wait to have them on an episode and tell you all about it.
If you aren't on Selena's other YouTube channel, head over there and subscribe, because we're going to be doing some spooky stuff.
And some funny stuff.
We're going to do a Sam and Colby react to all of Selena's stuff that's been going on over there. We might even bring the podcast back over there. We've been talking about it.
What are your guys' opinion? I really want your guys' opinion. Do you like the separate?
You want everything all in one place, one channel? Just, you know, you see what you see and watch what you want to watch? Or do you like it separated like this so we can kind of talk the Haunted Estate in the comments? Or
yeah, I'm curious what you guys would think. But I'm going to tell you.
I guess we can still talk in the comments over there about it, because comments are on each video. Duh.
It's okay. You're new to this world.
Disregard the new.
Well, new to being in front of the camera. Hey. How have you felt in front of the camera?
Oh, great. It's cool.
You seem good. Yeah, I like it. You feel nice.
I'm schvelt.
You feel nice,
it's
buddy.
So spicy.
Why are you so sad? You're so spicy. You want to go make out?
Okay, back to the show.
Well, we can go make out instead.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, we are.
We got to talk about the lady that thinks she's had sex with 20 ghosts.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that, and then we'll go have sex with ghosts. I came downstairs and all I see over Adam's shoulder is a woman, and he's like, this lady's had sex with 20 ghosts. So please, I need to know right now.
I have the article.
You need to read it for us.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, because the world needs to know about the lady who bones ghosts. Didn't you have a grumpy ghost once?
I'll just leave her name out of it for the...
She has an article. You can say her name.
All right.
There's her face on there.
Amethyst Realm. So that's her name. So that's... We're off to
nobody,
a solid start.
Nobody named her that. No one looked at that brand new baby and went, I'm going to name it Amethyst. Because I'm telling you right now, there's no way that her name was Amethyst Realm and then she started fucking ghosts.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the nope.
Okay, fair enough. So Amethyst Realm told The Sun and ITVC this morning that she's had 20 paranormal lovers throughout her life, but it wasn't until she flew to Australia on a business trip earlier this year that she came across an unbelievable experience. Oh, this writing is killing me. Stop. This is on People magazine. Stop. Unbelievable experience. We're using that from now on. Oh, these journalists kill me. I love it. I'd not had a phantom fling for a while, and I was away on business. Starting in... Phantom fling. I can't even make it through this article, okay, guys. So this is my first time reading it. I'd not had a phantom fling for a while, and I was away on business. Starting a new relationship was the last thing on my mind. Realm, a spiritual counselor, told The Sun. Then one day, while I was walking through the bush, enjoying nature, I suddenly felt this incredible energy. A new lover had arrived. When it came time to fly back to England, Realm was worried she would have to leave her new lover behind, since ghosts tend to stick to one place. She explained, yet once she boarded the plane, Realm said she felt the spirit's presence and realized he was coming along for the ride. I was happy and excited.
Coming
so
along?
So excited. Let's be nice. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
No, I do believe in sex
this
ghosts.
This is absolutely possible.
But I'm sorry. It is. But it's also hilarious, okay?
They doctored this article up a bit, people.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's probably a little more normal.
She probably is.
And
I'm going to Google her while you read the rest of this.
Amethyst Realm.
Amethyst Realm.
Yep. So, sorry, let's start the paragraph over. I was happy and excited, so excited that we had to do something about it, she claimed. So we headed to the plane. There's a typo, people. Come on. So we headed to the plane. Oh, no, that's just another... I'm Canadian. It's Lou. She headed to the Lou.
She headed to the Lou for a wee bit pee.
And now she's a member of the Mile High Club. Yes.
I have an update.
Congratulations, Amethyst Realm.
Mile
you
High
are
Club.
The first, well, the first documented report of someone making it into the Mile High Club via Spectre Relations. You have won.
Can I be honest?
The internet.
I'm on airplanes all the time, and those bathrooms are small and gross. So I'm also kind of grossed out. I have an update.
No, but you'd have to bang a ghost in one of those bathrooms to be able to do it. They're so small. It works.
I guess so, because they could like compress themselves and just have like a mad dong and a tiny body.
Yeah. this is very interesting.
Keep going.
Realm told the Sun that she and the special spirit are happily in love and even called him her soulmate. I know in my heart that he's the one for me, she said. We're soulmates meant for each other and that'll never change. The fact that he's a spirit is by the by. And because her family is quite alternative, Realm said they had been accepting of her new relationship, even if others don't know what to think of it. Most of my friends are happy that I found love. If they think I'm mad, they seem to be keeping it to themselves, she said. While Realm claimed to have had sex with the spirit, she didn't hear his voice until they were on a recent trip to England's Wookiee Hole Caves. Is there Chewbacca in there? I want to visit Wookiee Hole Caves.
Is it Wookiee sex also?
Nookie.
Yeah. Okay.
Where she said he asked her to marry him. So they might be getting married. There was no going down on one knee. He doesn't have knees. But for the first time, I heard him speak. She told the newspaper, I could actually hear his voice, and it was beautiful, deep, sexy, and real.
Real.
While Realm and her ghostly lover, who doesn't have a name, will be getting married next summer, they are following in the footsteps of another woman from the United Kingdom who told people she married the ghost on an 18th century pirate. She married the ghost of an 18th century pirate. And interestingly enough, stories about the sexual attraction to spirits is nothing new. It was less than 3 decades ago that Ghost, starring two of Hollywood's biggest names at the time, Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. Have you seen the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
I probably have, but I don't remember.
It's really old. I think we've watched it together.
Became a surprise box office success by telling the story of a murdered man attempting to communicate with his lover from the afterlife. Most recently, singer Kesha dropped the song Supernatural, which she told Ryan Seacrest was about her having sex with a ghost. That's interesting.
Okay, I have a question.
I never knew that. You loved Kesha.
I love Kesha. Here's the thing.
Love, not loved.
Is sex with a ghost considered cheating? Would you consider that cheating?
Well, so it's sex with a ghost. It's not rape, right? There's no way to tell a ghost no, though, right? Well, I guess if they listen.
Well, like if I went off, say I'm on some Sam Colby adventure, okay? And we go to a hotel and I bone a ghost. Have I cheated on you? Or am I okay to do that and then tell everyone about it on the podcast?
I mean, in my books, it's like technically probably to most standards, it would be cheating.
But to
yours?
Because
you accepted it and you were into it.
But
like if you tell me all about it and stuff, for me, I feel like
hold on. I got to call my husband.
Neither of us would never sleep with anybody else. But like cheating to me is more about the act of lying. It is the act of having the sex.
I feel like if I called you and I was like, yo, I'm going to bone this ghost, you'd be like, bro, really?
Well, I definitely say no. I don't want no demonic attachment. Maybe it's trying to take hold of your
cooter. Impregnated by a demon.
Yeah, like...
When's this article from? Scroll up to the top.
We're not done.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes I get a feeling that I'm being moved, Realm said, of having sex with her now fiancé. Realm said the wedding will be a pagan ceremony, but still had a bit of planning ahead. We haven't discussed the details yet, she said, but I think I will do. Blah, but I think it will be quite a big do.
All right. When's that article from?
I looked at that actually earlier. It's the 2018.
Okay, I have an update.
October 31st, 2018.
I have an update.
Really?
Okay? I have an update from October 14th, 2020.
Okay. So
this is 2 years later.
This is right? pre-COVID, so she didn't get stuck
October
at home.
No, October 2020.
She didn't get stuck at home.
Oh, yeah, that was pre-COVID.
For a year with her.
This is mid-COVID, okay.
Like, if you couldn't go out, like, your house would just be constantly haunted.
Right, now listen to this. This is the title. Woman calls off wedding with ghosts after he kept disappearing.
Oh, no pun intended.
Her fiance totally ghosted her.
This is the New York Post.
This is the New York Post. A British woman.
What the fuck is going
what
on?
What is going on?
Okay, with listen. Our journalism and the fucking media.
The whole
people.
World's in a spiral. Listen. A British woman who claims she got engaged to a ghost has now called off the wedding because he kept disappearing and started partying too much. We've called the wedding off. Amethyst Realm 32 said on UK TV show The Morning. He just completely changed. Realm said she fell in love with a sexy spirit named Ray during a trip to Australia in 2018 and even consummated the relationship on a flight back home. The paranormal Casanova later popped the question. On their 9-month anniversary, things were going well until a recent vacation to Thailand. I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on the holiday. He just became...
I think because she can't see where he goes. He's just out partying all night doing coke and fucking drinking. Then just shows back up whenever he wants. She doesn't know he was gone.
Where'd you go?
I don't know. I was here the whole time, honey.
He just said... You couldn't see me. I was in the corner. I think maybe he fell in love with the Brad crab when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate, Realm said, in this out-of-the-world interview.
He was angry because he was always hungover.
It was suddenly as if she didn't know boo about the romance, she told the show. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he'd come back, he'd bring other spirits to the house, and they'd just stay around for days. I think he started doing drugs and partying a bit too much.
There it is.
Ultimately, they both agreed not to tie the knot. Her story sparked some spirited comments on Twitter yesterday, with one observer quipping, "All men are bastards, even ghosts."
What was the ghost's name? I can't remember.
Ray.
So what if Ray is like just out there banging like 20 chicks? Because none of them ever know when he's not around.
Oh my God. I need to see
like
she's
he
on
could
Instagram.
Do multiples in a night.
Yeah, he could like, be having like he's
it's only,
probably
he probably like you know he's probably like what a 20, you know what'd be 20 crazy, minute though? Guy like an okay lover but nothing crazy.
You know what'd be crazy? If you could get people pregnant.
Maybe.
You know what I mean though? Like that'd be hilarious.
So maybe a girl ghost could get pregnant and have like ghost babies. And those are like the new souls that come to Earth into the womb.
My brain just can't wrap around that. I know what you're trying to do, but I just can't even wrap my head around that.
Ghost has a baby. The baby is the new souls for earthly beings.
There's a lot
beings.
More dead people than there are alive people.
Yeah.
Can you
do you think
birth?
There's like a set amount of souls? And like...
I think souls like, can split.
So say we're talking about... I won't say the whole universe. I'll just use Earth as an example to keep it simple. Who knows if anything even exists humanly beyond Earth? Probably, but maybe not. But is there like a million souls and there can only ever be a million... No, that doesn't make sense because like of population expansion and stuff.
I think souls can rub off new souls, divide into other souls, just like, you know, science.
You know, science about souls. So we got all that soul science going on. It's
Here's
all proven.
I know we've been together before. The psychic told us. Valerie told us.
Yeah, she did.
We've been, and I have memories that aren't mine.
That's interesting, right? Like, souls down the line being together and, like, kind of showing up in the same place again.
We should have Valerie on with both of us.
Yeah. There's a movie. I forget what the movie's called. This will be our movie of the week. It's not a horror movie, but it's interesting for, I think, Haunted Estate listeners because it's a movie about someone that dies in the very beginning. And then the soul just, it's in Tokyo, and then the soul just flies and floats through the whole movie and finds its way back to rebirth.
I've never seen this.
Google on your phone right now, Tokyo soul rebirth movie. See if we can find it for you guys.
It's called Rebirth?
No, that's not it. That's a funky name. Because he's like, it's kind of like DMT. He does DMT at the very beginning. Type in
DMT.
Yeah.
Enter the Void.
Enter the Void. That's it.
Enter the Void. Check this psychedelic movie, tour. Enter the Void. This psychedelic tour of life after death is seen entirely from the point of the view of Oscar, a young American drug dealer and addict living in Tokyo with his prostitute sister Linda. When Oscar is killed by police during a bus gone bad, his spirit journeys from the past, where he sees his parents before their deaths, to the present, where he witnesses his own autopsy, and then into the future, where he looks out for his sister beyond the grave.
Yeah, it's like a weird psychedelic artsy movie, but it's super cool.
I got told about a movie last night, actually. I saw it on TikTok that we need to watch, called Climax, and it's a really dark, weird Climax movie about and where they get dosed with acid.
Did you hear me
say that again?
No, I can't repeat that.
You said, all right, guys, and this is where we're going to end the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into The Haunted Estate, here with Selena and
Adam.
And don't forget, if something bad is going on in your life, do not make a permanent decision over a temporary situation, because sometimes life is fucked, and you know who can stand to that?
It's a fucking journey. But also, if bad things happen, try not to stop loving life. I mean,
you've had your dark times.
I don't know if this is true or not, but like, I have read the Tibetan Book of the Dead, and I don't subscribe to any one religion. Like, I kind of study everything in the world and the known universe and science and religion and create my own beliefs. And no matter what happens to you, like, I feel like we're here to really train our souls and really push forward in your rebirth, if you have one, or in even if you stay, maybe you are enlightened and end up staying in the spirit world someday. Even though I have this brain injury, I still want to try and enjoy life, make people laugh and smile, bring you guys great content. And I think the easiest way for me that I've found to wrap all religion and all suffering on earth and kind of everything into one, what's happened with my head, what could be happening bad to anybody, is we all just need to love each other and be nice to each other, because we don't know what anybody's going through. And the easiest religion to understand and follow is love.
That was fucking beautiful.
That's my take on religion.
I love that. Well, guys, don't forget, I love you. Adam loves me. Adam loves you.
I love
Sorry.
You all. Not
we
just
all
Selena,
love you.
But I really love you.
I love you.
I love you.
You're my best friend.
That's good.
We're in it to win it.
Yeah.
I love you, Boo Crew. Until we see you again next week, stay chill.
See
stay
you next
happy.
Week. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.